Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Into the 99 podcast, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I'm your host, Slothy, and I'm joined as always by my good friend, Brian. Brian,
hey.
How are you doing today?
Not bad, not bad. I'm excited to see what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to be doing some more Lord of the Rings, but you threw a curveball in here.
Yep, sure did. Dan's not with us today. He's feeling a little under the weather.
A little? Man's dying.
Well, he's feeling a lot of
He was sending me pictures of him just laying in bed. I was like, oh, this poor man.
poor guy.
So, Slothy, who are we talking about today here?
We are talking about Ruka Rumel Biologist. This is one of the precon commanders from the Sliver precon. She costs Wooburg for a 3/3 legendary human wizard. As Ruka Rumel Biologist enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. And slivers you control and non-token creatures you control are the chosen type in addition to their other creature types. And the same is true for creature spells you control and creature spells you own that aren't on the battlefield. And you can pay 3 and tap to create a 1/1 colorless sliver.
And it's 5 colors, which is great for such a wide variety of slivers and whatever tribe you want to throw in there.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw this. I didn't really pay attention to it. I just saw the comments of people talking about like sliver Aldrazis, and I was like, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. As many of you might know, I don't like to look at spoilers. I have seen some, and one of them makes me really happy, but I just don't really pay attention to most of them.
Yeah, fair enough.
So this one does look really interesting. I think it could open up and give support to a tribe that doesn't have all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Sliver Cavus. All of my True. Sliver Lords are now Cavu Lords.
Oh, no.
Could be fun. Right. Could be fun. Sliver. Oh, Sliver Worms.
Sliver Worms, that would be awesome.
Oh, buddy. Let's go.
Sliver elves.
That's gross. Just no.
Yep.
Sliver humans.
Not gonna do that one.
It's just all lords.
I choose legendary as my creature type.
Right? Man, they're all just legendary creatures. That could work. All dependent.
Yeah. Let's jump right in here.
Do we want to get the planeswalker out of the way?
Yeah.
It's probably the best planeswalker for this deck.
Yeah. Why don't you take this one?
This is a planeswalker that I have been saying since the very beginning is slightly broken, especially if you can get it out like turn two. If you're able to somehow like get your soul ring and then a forest again, right? But we have Wren and Realmbreaker, which is 1/2 green. Legendary Planeswalker Wren. Lands you control have tap, add 1 mana of any color. So there's your mana fix. Plus 1, up to 1 target land you control becomes a 3/3 elemental creature with vigilance, hexproof, and haste until end of turn, and it's still a land. -3, mill 3 cards. You may put a permanent card from among the milled cards into your hand, or -7, you get an emblem with. You may play lands and permanents spells from your graveyard. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. I like everything about this card, except for the fact that it doesn't give the land indestructible.
Yeah, that's a feel bad moment. Yeah. But at the beginning, a 3/3 might be the biggest one on the field at the start.
Absolutely, yeah.
So which category do we want to dive in? Because I'm going to assume that creatures is your meat and potatoes.
Yeah, creatures absolutely is. Why don't we jump into these sorceries?
You'd be just your ramp?
Yeah, let's jump into the ramp section.
So, I just read the last card. What's this card?
This one is Cultivate. Two and a green. Search your library for a up to two basic lands. Reveal them. Put one on the battlefield tap, the other into your hand, and then shuffle.
I'm surprised you don't have... Did you not pick up any of the Entish... What is it? The March of the Ents or Entish Retribution?
I think I do have a couple, actually.
That might be really good, because I think it's also an instant card. While he double-checks that for tip of the day, we have Explore. I do enjoy this card. I have a foil version of it, so I have to run it. One and a green, sorcery. You may play an additional land this turn. Draw a card.
Yeah. Yes, Entish Restoration absolutely will be good in this one. That's sack a land, search library for two basics, put them on the battlefield tapped, and if you control a creature with power 4 or greater, make that 3 basic lands instead.
Yeah, that good. You're going to have it.
Absolutely going in there.
Now you have to decide what has to come out.
I'll just get a land.
Decision. Just a... What were we at for lands?
32.
So you're going down to 31 lands?
No, I'm not really.
Say you're brave. You're real brave.
Next one we've got is Farseek, one and a green. Search library for Plains, Island, Swamp, or Mountain, put on the battlefield tapped, and then shuffle.
Search for anything but a forest?
Yeah.
Then we have Harmonize. Ooh, I haven't seen this. No, that's Ikoria, right?
That one, yeah. Commander 20.
I don't think I've seen this one, but we got Harmonize, two and two green, draw three cards. Sorry, it's ramp / card draw.
Yeah. Then we've got Rampant Growth, one and a green, search library for basic land, put it on the battlefield tapped, and then shuffle.
This art's just funny. He's all tangled up.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Then we have Skyshroud Claim, three and a green. Search your library for up to two forest cards. Put them onto the battlefield, then shuffle.
Yeah.
I really got to run that because I didn't realize it's actually forest. So it lets you go and find your duels.
Yeah, or, lets you go find.
Well, not duels, but you know what I mean. Poor like man duels. Yeah.
Triomes. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to jump down into the instance here with an offer you can't refuse.
I can't refuse blue. It. I have to take it.
No, you have to. Counter target non-creature spells. Controller creates two treasure tokens.
And it's only a blue. I should pick up more of these, or I should actually go through the box that I have of this set and see if I have them.
Yeah, this is an absolutely phenomenal uncommon.
I don't play enough counters. I don't want to be that person, but I feel like sometimes I should be that person.
Yeah.
You know fair. What I mean?
I found that I've been kind of going down in the number of counter spells that I play in a lot of decks.
Because you know that you can beat me without them?
well, no, but yeah, I guess.
If you're giving me that, right? The next one's obviously a staple in all of my decks. If I'm playing green, it's Beast Within, two and a green. Even if it's not green, you can call me on it. Destroy target permanent. Its controller puts a 3/3 green beast creature token onto the battlefield. I need more of this one and Generous Gifts.
It's a nice land you got there, Brian.
Yeah, then I pull it and I destroy one of yours.
Yeah, it's only fair.
It's fair. Not unless you got this card.
Yep, true. We've got Borrow's Charm, red and a green. You can choose one. Deals 4 damage to target player or planeswalker. Permanents you control gain indestructible until end of turn, or target creature gains double strike until end of turn.
I don't see this card as much as I feel like I should.
Yeah, fair.
Like, it's such good protection.
Yeah, it's basically a Boros.
Actually, this one in Boros Helix, what is it, Helix Bolt, or... Oh, I can't remember, isn't it a red and a white, and deals 3 damage, you gain 3 life?
Let's see here.
For some reason, Helix Pinnacle is coming to my head, but no, it's not that. I'm bad with card names, and I don't want to type with my mechanical keyboard and annoy all of you fine folks listening.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Yeah. We'll put it on the back. Please, take my next favorite card. This, I love this one, especially. Oh, you said that it doesn't happen to you all too often.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Chaos Warp. Two and a red. The owner of target permanent shuffles it into their library, reveals the top card of their library, and if it's a permanent, they put it on the battlefield.
I love it. I think it's happened three times where it's the same card that's come back to haunt me that they shuffled in. It is annoying and funny all at the same time.
That's absolutely hilarious. Every time you mention it, right? I would chuckle.
It's just like, this is a problem right here, right now. Get rid of it. Hey!
Hey, look at this guy.
Right? This card, I love the artwork. I really, when it first got released, I wanted all of the foils of this. We have Growth Spiral, green and a blue. Draw a card. You may put a land card from your hand onto the battlefield. I played it in Chulain all the time.
Mm-hmm. I really liked this one.
And then, what is it? Death Spiral? Where it's like almost the same play on the same artwork. I can't remember. Yeah, I'm bad with names, guys. I'm good with pictures. But I do enjoy that they did do like a Golgari version of it where the art is similar.
Yeah. That one was also Seb McKinnon 2 then?
I'm not 100% sure. That'll be good to go and check, actually.
Yeah. Next up, we've got the Heroic Intervention, of course. Permanent is a control game, hexproof and indestructible until end of turn.
Hey, Johnny coming in when he was a good guy.
Yep. Before he was corrupted.
That should do another play on this card, but like heroic stupidity or something like that. And it's like a Johnny like killing a guy who's trying to be like heroic. I would get it. I think that would be super funny. Like destroy target creature with indestructible or something like that. Like have to like. Yeah. I think that would be fun. And again, I'm gonna preach because we do have Ren and Realmbreaker on this deck list. We need an emblem removal.
Yeah,
like agree. Maybe one in each color. Like that just that does something because there's a lot of really broken emblems.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, if you're playing, like, Planeswalker decks where it's like, oh, I got my doubling season out or whatever, and they're like, I can instantly trigger this as soon as it comes out. That's a problem.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But enough of my ranting. We got Kindred Summons here. We got 5/2 greed. Choose a creature type. Reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal X creature cards of the chosen type, where X is the number of creatures you control of that type. Put those cards onto the battlefield, then shuffle the rest of the revealed cards into your library. I do not like it, but I understand why there's elves in it.
Yeah. Yeah, this one can make this deck get out of hand. Because I don't know if I mentioned, but we're usually going to be naming dragons with Ruka Ramel.
No, I don't think you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, so everything's a dragon. As well as a sliver.
As well as...
next up, we've got our Nature's Claim. Single green, destroy target artifact or enchantment. Its controller gains 4 life.
This is a great card, too. I run it only in a few of my decks, and I really should run more. Yeah. I love just single target removal. That's one like mana.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about single-colored removal... We have Swords of Plowshare. One white, exile target creature. Its controller gains life equal to its power. Or its controller gains life.
Yeah.
No path in this deck. He's too good for path.
Yeah. I don't want you to get your extra land.
Yeah, that is a good point. But exile's just too good not to run.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving down on into our artifacts, we've got our Arcane Signet. 2 mana, tap for any color.
Where did this Arcane Signet come from?
This is a Commander Masters one.
All right. Guess I need another Arcane Signet.
Yep.
Need all the art. Ooh, shiny things.
Such a good card.
Right? Chromatic Lantern, 3 colorless. Lands you control have tap, add 1 mana of any color. Tap it, add 1 mana of any color.
Yeah.
In a 5-color deck, you need your fixes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I find most of the times that I'm running into it is I run too many multicolored lands that I don't have enough actual basics most of the time for all of my ramp to actually go off.
Yeah.
So I have to rely on the ramp that calls out a land type.
Yeah, fair enough.
I know my downfalls.
You're honest about it.
Yeah.
Does
it make me a better builder? No.
Land fixings for nerds.
Right.
Next up, we've got our coat of arms, 5 mana. Each creature gets +1/+1 for each other creature that shares at least one creature type with it. I don't know why you're shaking your head. It's perfectly fair and balanced in a deck like this.
So they get +2/+2 because they're slivers and dragons?
No, they still only get +1/+1. Shares at least one type.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That would just be bonkers.
Yeah, I had her, because I was reading the bottom, and it said +2/+2, but now I see what I mean. Yeah, so Brian, again, we're recording like an hour earlier than we typically do. I have not been awake long enough or had my normal dosage of caffeine.
Fair.
Brian's an idiot in the morning, and I'm here to fix your internet. I was going on about this card yesterday, posting on our Instagram. The Commander Sphere from the Lord of the Rings set, amazing. I love the artwork. Mm-hmm. I love all the custom artifacts from that. I need all of them. So Commander Sphere is 3 colorless. You tap it, you add 1 mana of any color in your commander's identity. For this one, 5 colors. We can tap it for anything, but we can also sacrifice the Commander Sphere, and we get to draw a card. Utility.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we've got one of my favorite cards of all time now.
You guys rub this card in my face all the time. Because I didn't play during the set. And everyone's like, Brian, you really need this card. And I'm just like, I can't find it anywhere.
Such a good card.
I'm going to have to order it on Face-to-Face or House of Cards. Like, I'm going to have to actually go and outsource it. Because Ogres didn't have any. Eddie asked for it. I need that. If you have extras and you don't use slow mana, send them my way.
Yeah. Send them to Brian.
I'll pay bottom dollar.
Oh, that's a steal.
I said bottom dollar.
Yep. Oh, I know.
It is a steal. Please tell them what the card is. Right. Yeah.
We've got the Decanter of Endless Water. 3 mana, you have no max hand size, and tap to add 1 mana of any color. I very much like this one.
It should just be in any deck. Even if you don't have like a Reliquary Tower, at least you have something that's going to give you the infinite hand size, and you know it's a mana rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, I try to hit 9 mana rocks in my decks. I feel that adds enough ramp throughout the game to, and even if there's a board wipe, it's not that I'm losing a big chunk.
Yeah, that's fair.
I really like this card. I actually need to find a couple. We have Herald's Horn, which is 3 colorless. As Herald's Horn enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. Creature spells of the chosen type cost 1 less to cast. At the beginning of your upkeep, look at the top card of your library. If it's a creature card of the chosen type, you may reveal it and put it into your hand. A great idea is if you played like Mirage Mirror or one of those, like, copy artifacts.
Okay, yeah.
Because then you could say the other type, and then your creatures cost 2 less to cast.
Ah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And Mirage Mirror's what, 2, or it's a 3 drop? Mirage Mirror's too good not to have in any, because you can copy anything.
Yeah, true. Mirage Mirror staples. Is a 3 drop.
Yeah, like that would probably be really good in here. I haven't seen which slivers you actually have. Like, do you have, like, if we have the ramp slivers, then you're usually typically good. But
yeah,
making stuff cheaper just feels good. You can absolutely get a discount. Yeah. Discount slivers and dragons. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
This next one, though, I love this card.
Please take it.
We have Maskwood Nexus. My friends just played this in front of me, and I knew I needed to pick it up. So it's 4 colorless. Creatures you control are every creature type. The same is true for creature spells you control and creature cards you own that aren't on the battlefield. You may pay 3 and tap it and create a 2/2 blue shapeshifter creature with changeling. So create a 2/2 blue sliver dragon.
Yeah.
Rawr.
Yeah, the token creation on this one's very nice, and also there's going to be times where your commander's not in play, but you still want to get the benefits of both of them.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's another blue card as well that does the exact same thing. I don't know the name of it. The other playgroup plays it. But if you're looking to try to keep the dual creature types alive and everything like that, that might be another good add. But again, we haven't even seen the creatures. I could just be telling you garbage right now.
Next up, we've got Monster Manual. It's got a adventure for a sorcery. It's called Zoological Study. 2 in a red, or 2 in a green, sorry. Mill 5 cards and return a creature card milled this way to your hand. And you can, with the actual artifact side, 1 in a green and tap, you may put a creature card from your hand onto the battlefield.
Too good.
Yeah. There's a lot of very expensive creatures in here, and that is...
Dragons are so expensive.
Fairly quick.
Then, obviously, we have to have the Soul Ring, which... I'm gonna need so many of the Soul Ring.
Yep, it's absolutely beautiful.
I like that they did it as the sun in the center of the universe.
Yeah.
That's really cool, actually. I really enjoy that. I like it when they put the artwork in front of the name tape, too.
Yeah, I really like that.
I'm just going to take this next one because I had Soul Ring. Absolutely. The Great Henge, which will more than likely be 2 green. the spell costs X less to cast, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control. You can tap it at 2 green mana. You gain 2 life. And whenever a non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on it and draw a card.
Yeah.
And that's another good reprint that I saw that they're doing.
An absolutely phenomenal.
I don't know, sitting at $50. I think that dropped, actually.
Yeah.
I think it was 70, yeah. Or at least my foil one went for 70. But I didn't think it... was that expensive?
I think when I sold my full art foil.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
It was worth like 300?
Oh, wow. That would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm. But that was right before all of the reprints of it started.
Yeah.
And the final artifact we've got is Vanquisher's Banner. 5 mana, when it enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. Creature of the chosen type, get +1/+1. And whenever you cast a creature spell of the chosen type, draw a card.
Body, Mirage Mirror, 100%. I don't need cheap creatures anymore. I need card draw. Vanquisher Banner.
That is now in the list.
Like, that just works out so nicely for you.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to trigger or copy any of these artifacts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we're moving into enchantments, and this enchantment from Lord of the Rings is great. I actually really, really like it. So, it's Elven Chorus, 3 and a green. You may look at the top card of your library at any time. You may cast creature spells from the top of your library, and creatures you control have tap at 1 mana of any color.
Yeah. It's a ridiculously strong card.
Yeah, it's very nice, actually. Play from the top, look at the top, and all your creatures tap to add mana.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you have something like haste.
Well.
Yes.
Next up, we've got Intruder Alarm, 2 and a blue. Creatures don't untap during their controller's untap step, and whenever a creature comes into play, untap all creatures.
I find this card always funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, if at some point in time, like, they don't have a creature, they can't really untap their stuff.
Yeah.
The next enchantment we have, I don't often see it, but it's Reflections of Lit Jara, 4 and a blue. As Reflections of Lit Jara enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. Whenever you cast a spell of the chosen type, copy that spell. Do you know what I'm going to say? Let's Mirage Mirror this.
Yep. Copy the copy.
Oh, man.
Then we've got our Smothering Tithe, 3 and a white. Opponent draws a card, they may pay 2. And if they don't, you get a treasure.
Such a good card.
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy every single one that I would see. I had to stop that.
Yeah, that one gets expensive.
I had to stop. Like, I had like 7 at some point in time. Pardon?
Awesome. I was just saying, I'm very happy that they're reprinting this one more.
Yeah, like I use it in so many decks. Like, I my main colors are white-green.
Yeah.
So exactly. I have certain staples. Hey there, Thunder, stopping in for some live listening. So, we just finished talking about Smothering Tithe. Like I was saying, this is one of my staples. I usually throw it in every single deck that I play. But the next card that we do have, I think it was probably one of the best cards out of the set. I really enjoy it. I pulled so many of them, and at that time, I was doing a lot with +1/+1 counters, so it was fantastic. Tribute to the World Tree, 3 green. Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, draw a card. If its power is less or greater, otherwise put 2 +1/+1 counters on it. Either draw a card or make it big.
Yep. Cool. And that is our enchantment section. There's not really much in the way of lands, just a lot of shocks, Biomes, World Tree.
Yeah, we just got a World Tree there.
Yeah.
Because technically, if you have Maskwood Nexus out, they are gods.
Mm-hmm.
So it would trigger, or would be good that way. No, I think it's a nice rounded 3 of every land type, which is good. Show off the World Tree. All right, so
I didn't even think about that. I could name gods with Ruka Ramel with the World Tree out. And then if I am able to pay the 10 mana and sacrifice the World Tree, I could just get every creature from my deck onto the battlefield. Because all the ones that aren't on the battlefield are gods as well now.
I have to read her again. As room enters the battle, choose the creature types, levers you control, and non-token creatures you control are the chosen. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Interesting.
You can basically just name a type and not everything. All right. Let's see. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's.
Glad jump we went over those lands then.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we've got 35 creatures here. Most of them are slivers. Some of them are dragons.
Or are they all gods now?
They might all be gods now. Starting us off, we do a bone-sized sliver, 3 and a white, for a 2/2 sliver. Sliver of creatures I control at double strike.
Double strike's fine. No, it's not. At first, I thought this had like cloud cheddar, cloud shredder sliver, red and a white sliver. Creatures you control have flying and haste and double strength.
This is that haste you were mentioning earlier.
It's too good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the insect from the flying insect from Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Has that one thing that pierces the guy and takes him up?
Then we've got a Crypt Sliver, 1 and a black for a 1/1 sliver. All slivers have tap to regenerate target sliver.
I thought at first, because I knew Crypt Sliver was going to be a black sliver, at first I was like, double strike, flying, haste, and shadow. I was like, that is just absolutely gross.
That is gross.
The next one we have is actually I picked up a full I'm pretty sure it's either the full art foil of this guy, because I had it in my Ur Dragon changeling deck.
Okay,
so crystalline sliver, a white and blue, all slivers have shroud. Yeah. And I keep reading all slivers you control, but no, it is all slivers. Slivers love slivers.
Exactly. They just want to be buddies.
If you play this deck and I play another deck that has Maskwood Nexus, I'm just going to say slivers. Or it comes in, and then I get all your abilities.
Yeah. See? We'll just be friends like that.
Oh, I'm down.
Then we've got Diffusion Sliver. 1 and a blue for a 1/1 sliver. Whenever a sliver creature you control becomes a target of a spell or ability an opponent controls, counter it unless they pay 2. So, ward 2 on all your slivers.
Oh, God. And this is from the new set?
This is an older one.
Is it? Okay.
It was originally from Magic 2015.
Interesting. I'm surprised that my friends that play slivers don't, or they just never got to play this one. So first we got our first dragon. We got Dromoka the Eternal, 3, a green and a white flying. Whenever a dragon you control attacks, bolster 2, and it's a 5/5.
Yeah.
Don't like it. I like it when I play it, you know.
Yeah. No, I get you. That's fair. then we've got our Gale Rider Sliver, blue for a 1/1 sliver. Sliver creatures I control have flying.
I just dislike how fast you get flying in this deck.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is the one that I was mentioning. Gemhide Sliver, 1 and a green. All slivers have tap, add 1 mana of any color.
Yeah. Kind of a must have.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure there's another one too.
There is, yeah. Also in here, I believe. But next up, we've got Horned Sliver, 2 and a green for a 2/2 sliver. All slivers gain trample.
Too good. Just I love the synergy. And I really would enjoy if they could give almost the same synergy to some other tribes. I think other tribes really need something like slivers, humans, and elves get. They just need that love.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they don't rent slivers ridiculously often, but they always stay very, very strong when they do.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Corlissa Scale Singer, green and a blue, dragon bard. You may look at the top card of your library at any time. You may cast dragon spells from the top of your library, and it's a 1/4. Yeah. I didn't see that one. That's cool. I like that, actually, from the D&D set.
Yeah.
And I like the dragon illusions flying around her.
Yeah.
Or at least I hope they're illusions.
Ghosts. Next up, we've got another dragon. Lathlis, Dragon Queen, 4 double red for a 6/6 legendary dragon with flying. Whenever another non-token dragon enters the battlefield under my control, create a 5/5 red dragon creature token with flying. And you can pay 1 and a red to have dragons you control get +1/+0 until end of turn.
I have a token of Daenerys, Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah.
As the 5/5 dragon token.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Really enjoy it, actually. I need to make another dragon deck, I guess.
Yeah.
Back into the slivers, we got Mana Weft Sliver, 1 and a green. Sliver creatures you control have tap, add 1 mana of any color. No, there's another one. There's a third one.
A third one?
Unless, like, this is just different artwork than the one that I'm thinking about.
Here, let's see here. That's the artwork that I've got.
There's just too many of them. Too many slivers.
I do like that they're giving a lot of new art to the ones from the pre-con, though.
That's good. I like diversity when it comes to the cards and everything like that. Just because I think it just adds your own personal flair or personality into the decks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, the comic book ones that they came out with, or the flyer ones for that secret lair, I really didn't enjoy it, but there's a lot of people that enjoy that kind of stuff. So I still think it's really cool that they came out with that kind of art style. Because I think, like, you know, I think some, like, spray paint art might be really neat if they ever, like, the Neon Dynasty. Like, I think some neon, like, street art would have been cool.
Yeah, I really like that idea.
Right? I have them every now and then.
Next up, we've got Megantic Sliver. 5 and a green for a 3/3 sliver. Sliver creatures I control get +3/+3.
Do you have the other one that gives them +3/+3?
Other one that gives them +3/+3.
Or it's the different art that's throwing me off. But, like, I'm pretty sure there's another one, and I'm just missing out on names. But big, strong dragons and slivers getting +3/+3, and then if you have out the it's just a bad time.
Yeah.
The next one we have is Milrim Sentinel Worm. 3 green, blue, and red. Dragon Spirit Flying Ward 2. Or Ward 4 if you have that sliver out. Whenever another non-token dragon enters the battlefield under your control, create a token that's a copy of it, except that token isn't legendary if that dragon is legendary. Okay, I'm really enjoying this deck so far. And I'm not looking forward to playing against it. Just because I don't have enough strengths against flying. You found my weakness. Oh, right there. Next one down. Muscle Sliver. Oh. It's +1/+1. Never mind. I thought I did the same thing, but no.
Okay.
Muscle Sliver is apparently weak.
He's weak, but he only costs 1 and a green.
True. Oh, all slivers get +1/+1. It's a 1/1. Give him the love that he deserves, I guess.
Why don't you take this next one, too? I think you'd like this one.
We have Necrotic Sliver, 1 white, black. All slivers have 3. Sacrifice this permanent. Destroy target permanent. Gross.
My little tutu shapeshifter is going to destroy your guy's crit real quick.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like that it's destroy target permanent.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that it is an open... More than likely, though, I don't know how the game would go if you would have enough slivers on board or if people are constantly wiping you to be able to pull the trigger off on this guy. Most times, I would probably just use him as his own removal.
Yeah, fair.
Because all the other slivers, I want their abilities. But if I'm going out, I'll be salty and I'll blow up everything.
Oh, absolutely. Next one we've got here is our predatory sliver, 1 and a green for a 1/1 sliver. Sliver creatures I control get +1/+1.
So we have +5/+5, double strike, flying, haste, flying, regeneration,
shroud,
trample, yeah, shroud, trample, ward 2. These are some beefy slivers so far.
Yeah.
Then to add on to all of that, we got Quick Sliver, 1 and a green, flash. Any player may cast sliver spells as though they have flash. Or God spells.
God spells.
Oh, man.
Next one we've got is Rith, Liberated Primeval. 2 red, green, white for a 5/5 legendary dragon with flying in ward 2. Other dragons I control have ward 2. At the beginning of my end step, if a creature, planeswalker, an opponent controlled was dealt excess damage this turn, create a 4/4 red dragon creature token with flying.
I want the other Rith that makes the sapperlings. I've been wanting to make a deck out of him, but I have not been able to find him.
Fair.
Okay. Gross. Get out. Okay, so on top of everything now that we initially said prior, we have Root Sliver, 3 and a green. Root Sliver can't be countered. Sliver spells can't be countered. So we have Ward 2, can't be countered, Shroud. These are some elusive slivers. No wonder no one sees them.
Exactly. Then we've got our Sentinel Sliver, 1 and a white for a 2/2 sliver. Sliver creatures I control have vigilance.
Yeah.
See, that one's not that bad.
No, that's not that bad. I like vigilance. I like being able to block and all that good stuff.
Speaking of being able to block, please read the next one.
So we got Shifting Sliver. I'm not loading up the picture yet. I'm gonna take a guess. I'm gonna guess it has banding.
It does not have banding.
Slivers can't be blocked. Okay, never mind. Slivers can't be blocked except by slivers. I was wrong. When you were talking about blocking, I was like, it's not going to be bad. But Shifting Slivers, 3 and a blue, 2/2. Slivers can't be blocked except by slivers.
Oh, I want the flanking sliver now.
No, don't do it. Bring in all these rules that no one knows about. Expect exactly. Us to play by them.
The horsemanship,
right? Still need to get now, that guy.
Absolutely, yeah. Now we're getting into the Sliver Lords. So the first one we've got is colorless, white, blue, black, red, green for Slivdrazi Monstrosity. It is an 8/8 legendary Sliver Eldrazi. Eldrazi I control are slivers in addition to their other types. Only matters if Maxwood Nexus is on. Slivers I control have Devoid and Annihilator.
No. No.
You need to create a 1/1 colorless Eldrazi sliver token. It has sacrifice this creature, add colorless. This is one that's kind of like sideboarded in when the play group's going to be okay with it.
Nah.
Because it's not a legal card. I did have Ramos Dragon Engine in here before Slivdrazi Monstrosity.
I was fine until I saw the slivers have Annihilator 1. I am fine up until Annihilator. I just don't like that it is not a damage trigger. That's attack. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is attack me and I have to blow up my stuff. But I've complained about that way too much, so...
Why blow up your soul ring when you can do it yourself?
Right. Take the next one, too, because it's one of those fancy cards, I'm assuming.
Sure. Next up, we've got Sliver Gravemother, the face commander for the Sliver Precon. Costs Wooburg for a 6/6 legendary Sliver. The legend rule doesn't apply to Slivers I control. Each Sliver creature in my graveyard has Encore X, where X is its mana value, and it has Encore 5.
And what's Encore? Exile this card. For each opponent. Interesting. Okay, so it's on the attack.
It's kind of like Myriad from the graveyard.
Okay, interesting. I haven't played with Encore, so that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, Sliver Hive Lord, Wooburg. Sliver creatures you control have indestructible, and it is a 5/5.
Yeah.
They get protected so easily.
And then we've got one of my favorite, probably second favorite Sliver Lord, Sliver Legion. Wooburg for a 7/7 legendary Sliver. All Sliver creatures get +1/+1 for each other Sliver on the battlefield.
It's a nice figure.
Yeah. I'm so happy that I got the Judge foil for this one. It's so pretty.
Hidden within the clicking, chittering swarm is a unique mind. Still young, but growing more aware as time passes. Should do some ebook reading, I guess.
Should.
I haven't seen that one, actually. I like this one.
Yeah.
The next one we have is Sliver Overlord, Wooburg, Sliver Mutant. 3, search your library for a Sliver card. Reveal that card and put it into your hand, then shuffle your library. 3, gain control of target Sliver. The end of evolution. 7/7.
Yeah. Then we've got slightly less impressive Spinneret Sliver. 1 and a green for a 2/2 Sliver. All Sliver creatures have reach.
Flying didn't matter. Now they can get it anyways.
Yep.
I think that one looks cool. It actually does semi look like a spider.
Yeah, true.
Then we have Striking Sliver. 1 red. Striking Sliver. Sliver creatures you control. Hey, here's the you control stuff. Have first strike, and it's 1/1. There's no such thing as surprising a Sliver.
Nope. Yeah, I like that you can kind of tell where the air has changed because all of the older Slivers are just all Sliver
blanket.
Creatures. But now it's you control.
Making it a little bit more fair, which I can get.
Yeah. Then we've got Siphon Sliver, 2 and a black. For a 2/2 Sliver creatures I control, have lifelink.
That one's good. I like that one.
Yeah, I really like this one.
The Hive knows no fear or mercy, only hunger. Bah, bah, bah.
When the Hive must feed, every appendage becomes an additional mouth.
Oh, God. Then we have the first Sliver. Wooburg, Sliver, 7/7, Cascade, and then Sliver spells you cast have Cascade.
Yeah.
Like you didn't have enough Slivers.
Gotta get them all.
Pokemon. The 150 Slivers?
No. I'm imagining stuffing the first Sliver into like a little Pokeball. Get in there. next one we've got is Udvara Hellkite. 6 double green or double red for a 6/6 dragon with flying. Whenever a dragon I control attacks, create a 6/6 red dragon creature token with flying.
I like tokens, especially because if you have like the Litjara one, this guy comes in, you have a copy of him, and then both of them attack, and then you get 2 6/6s.
Yeah.
Like, that's just very nice. That's a good payoff there. Then the next one here is Venom Sliver. One and a green. Sliver creatures you control have Death Touch. Like, they needed any other keywords.
I tried to stay away from throwing in... Well, I did stay away from throwing in Virulent Sliver, which gives them poisonous one.
Is that the boar? Ilarg? Or Ilrog?
Maybe.
Kind of looks like he's not having such a good time right now.
Not having a good time at all.
I like it when you can pick out other creatures and arts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Circle of life.
Then we've got a little bit more redundancy. We've got Winged Sliver. One and a blue for 1/1. All sliver creatures have flying.
Wizards, that's three slivers that give all slivers flying.
Yeah.
What is this madness? And to finish off our creatures, we have the Wrathful Red Dragon, which is 3/2 red. Flying, whenever a dragon you control is dealt damage, it deals that much damage to any target that isn't a dragon. So not your stuff.
Yeah.
I really think there is one that you could put in. Let me see if I can find it here. Because I think it would just be fun.
Fair.
Except I need to find it. Oh, what is it? It's basically whenever a dragon comes into play, and since all of your slivers technically would be dragons, if you do name that, it would be dealing damage. Oh, Terror. Is it Terror of the Peaks? No, not Terror of the Peaks. It's whenever another dragon enters the battlefield, it deals X damage to target creature or player. Oh, yeah, sorry. Scourge of Valkas, 2/3 red. Oh, yeah. Flying, whenever Scourge of Valkas or another dragon enters the battlefield under your control, it deals X damage to target creature or player, where X is the number of dragons you control. So if all of your slivers are dragons in addition, that could be a lot of damage, especially if you make two of them.
True, yeah.
And it's only 5-drop. I guess only. Let's take a look at this. Oh, that's not a bad curve at all, actually. Adjust my architect for this. Bagow. Expand that over.
But yeah, that's the list.
So average mana value is 2.28 with lands. That's great, actually. I try for 3, so that's really good. And then 3.37 without lands.
Yeah. And one thing I like about a lot of the slivers is most of them are incredibly cheap, if it's not the Lords or the Megantic Sliver.
Oh, yeah. All, what... say like 20% or like 1-drop, and then you had a really good portion of 2-drops, and yeah, there's some really good ones. Some of them I haven't even seen before.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I think my two additions, I like for me, actually I can't say what I would remove. Because I do like a lot of them. I would probably remove some of the flying ones.
Yeah.
Because you do have the redundancy. But Mirage Mirror would be an excellent add. You have the built-in ramp in the creatures, which is really nice, because you're able to... Because, like, if you get 3 slivers out, that's 3 mana with your gem hide or the other, or the mana weft one. Yeah. Or if they're both out, they're tapping for 2? No, that'd still just be 1.
No.
And then, for some reason, my dumb brain's like, let's add talismans, and but I don't think you need them.
No, I don't think so. I think the Triumphs kind of flattens that a little bit.
I think like you have the one sliver that allows for graveyard the encore one, so some graveyard recursion. Mm-hmm. How, I guess, out of curiosity, how well do you think your deck would do with board wipes? Do you think you would be able to rebuild? Do you think that there's this energy in the draw there to kind of be able to rebuild yourself? I know it's hard because you haven't played it.
I think it would definitely depend. If I had something like Crypt Sliver available to me, or Mana Open to find it with Overlord and play it quick, if it had haste.
Oh, what am I talking about? You have Ren and Realmbreaker. I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
And yeah, Ren and Realmbreaker.
Ren and Realmbreaker is so good.
It really is.
Still apparently only at $8.49 and $8 for the foil version.
Yeah.
Crazy sauce.
Get all your versions while you can.
Yeah. Ren and Realmbreaker is too good. I'll be saying that for too long. Three mana and three turns. Well, four turns until you can actually activate it to get the emblem. If you're able to keep it protected, you're fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of like you were saying earlier, if you wanted to, you could add some like light proliferation, because there's a lot of counter stuff here too. And you could just get it really, really quick.
Yeah. Because like for me, I do enjoy that you really dove in with some slivers, and you're not using a lot of like the really, well, you're using some of the really known ones, but I think the flying's gonna get you the win a good portion of the time.
I agree.
And I really enjoy this because I love creature heavy decks. I love just bonking people. Because I can just take my turn going around the table. But I don't, I want to see it play. The Sliv Drazi, that's the one card. I just dislike Annihilator, but I would probably still allow you to run it until I saw it play. And then if it was absolutely brutal, I would kindly ask you, can you not play that deck?
that's totally fair. It's not a legal card. I've got a swap in for it, just in case that happens.
Other people play Eldrazi. Like, I'm not going to be sitting there telling them what they can and cannot play. I will ask nicely. People play Eldrazi fairly fine. They don't openly just devastate you with the Annihilator, which I do appreciate for our community here in Calgary. If they errated it to a damage trigger, all of my bickering would probably be done.
Fair.
Bicker. No, but I really enjoy it. I like this deck. I would only do maybe not even a handful of changes. I like my Teferi's Protection. With my decks being a lot of creatures, I always go for protection.
That's fair, yeah.
I want to keep them there, so I'll have the Heroic Intervention. There's the other new couple one drops where they're targeted, hexproof, and indestructible. Especially because you're in Wooburg, because you have that opens you up to really using all of them. But other than that, I really enjoy it.
Sweet.
Except I don't know where all your lands went.
Oh.
Just saying 32 is too few. In my mind.
Fair.
But you do have it's 2 point something with lands. So the curve's fine.
Yeah. I've done some playtesting and gold fishing with this one, and
how'd you like it?
It was fun.
It was fun? That's good. I can't wait to see what we got 2 weeks until it releases. It's like August 4th or something along those lines.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you build it, and I look forward to getting a game in with it.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this one.
So, for that Slivdrazi, do they actually make cards for it, or do you have to kind of print it off?
There were cards for it.
Okay.
It was one of the mystery booster playtest.
Cool. Okay. That's neat.
It has come down tremendously in price.
There's a price to it?
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to playing it. And what are you guys looking forward out of the set? Like, I'm looking for the medallions. Because I think the medallions are just really good. Absolutely. I don't have enough of them. Like, I only think I have two for different colors. Like we mentioned, they're reprinting my Smothering Tithe, so I'm really looking forward to that. And a few other reprints, because I need my staples.
Mm-hmm. I went and built a new Talrand deck, purely because I saw the new art that they're doing for a lot of the legendary creatures.
I swear, if you...
profile.
You're lucky we're recording, and I cannot kick you out of this channel at this time.
You don't like those ones?
It's not my art style, I guess, but...
That's fair.
Teach their, some of them are good, I guess. Some of them are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for listening in. Remember, we in 2 months, we have the face-to-face event here in Calgary. If you're in the surrounding area, come on in. I'm pretty sure that us and a few other content creators here based out of Calgary are going to be in attendance. And it's just a good time to get some card games in. I just really enjoy the events. Playing against different metas, seeing cards that I've never seen before, so really looking forward to it, and we want to get a great turnout. Come play some Commander with us. It's going to be a blast. Also, if you enjoy our content, give us a like, share, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. If you can leave us a review for the podcast, that will go a long way and really help support the show. If you do want to help support the show even further, we do have a merch store and our Patreon site. If you do sign up for Patreon, you get awesome perks such as listening to live episodes, such as what Thunder's doing right now. And you also get a personal thank you from us here at Into the Nine. Thank you, Thunder, Whipsaw, and Strange Ronin for signing up and hanging out with us.
I just said yeah.
Yeah. You get your own private Discord channels within our community, as well as many other things. We do have other future plans for it, so check it out. If you like the perk, sign on up, and we look forward to seeing you in the community. Also, I believe we're planning to do some new cooperative episodes with Ryan from CCO. He really digs Lord of the Rings, so we're looking to do some deck techs with him and have him on the show, so look forward to those in the future. And if you want all our Into the 99 content, check out intothe99.com. That's your one-stop shop for everything us. And I believe that is everything.
I think so. Check out Abyss Proxy Shop as well.
Yeah, that. I don't know where my fingers are.
Gets you a little discount there on some really awesome product.
Oh, yeah, you said you ordered some, right?
Yes, I did.
Have they come in yet, or are they on? They're still on their way?
They're still on their way, but I will be posting pictures to Twitter and the Discord when they come in.
Yeah, so check that out. And with that, guys, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this Slivagan?
Yeah.
Dragilver?
I like Dragilver.
Dragilver? The Dragilver deck. And with that, guys, thank you and have a great day.
See you later.
Peace, guys.